You are listening to Galgo FM, a voice for the Galgo. My name is Christoph Richter and I will be speaking to people that take a stand against hunting with dogs in Spain.
Hello and thanks for tuning in. Welcome to this podcast. And first things first, sorry for my English. It's not my native language because I'm German. But the things you will hear about in this podcast are too important to not to tell them to an international audience. So I have to bite the bullet. In this first episode, I will tell you something about this podcast. If you are interested in dogs, in animal rescue and the situation of Spanish hunting dogs, especially the Galgo Español, this podcast maybe is the right one for you to follow. So why do I make this podcast? My girlfriend and I adopted a Galgo in July 2018. His name is Jasper. This guy lived with 48 other dogs in the district of Cádiz in the south of Spain, where the hunt with sighthounds is very popular. One day, Jasper's hunter died. We don't know why, but for the dogs it was a start into a new life. A chance to break out of the loop and to find a life full of freedom and love. This may sound pathetic and cheesy, but let me tell you a bit about the fate of Galgos and other hunting dogs in Spain. What is a Galgo? Galgo is the Spanish word for greyhound or sighthound. So a Galgo Español is a Spanish sighthound. It's a dog breed used for hunting. Spain is the only European country where hunting with dogs is still allowed. Galgos are made for hare hunting and their story is especially sad. The Galgo stands for the fate of all hunting dogs in Spain, for instance podencos, setters and others. They suffer from extreme abuse and cruelty by a human hand, the galguero. These men are hunters. Every year in February, the hunting season ends and tens of thousands of galgos are abandoned, tortured or cruelly killed by the hand that once gave them food. A galgo that isn't strong enough or good enough for hunting anymore and put shame on his master by being a failure on hunting has to be punished. It's some kind of codex the hunters have. It's all about not to lose face. The luckiest dogs are only abandoned or the hunters give them to so-called pereras, killing stations where the dogs stay in for up to 21 days with a chance of being rescued by animal welfare organizations before they will be killed. But most of the galgos aren't this lucky. So, for instance, a hunter will hang a dog on a tree with 2 feet on the ground, so the galgo struggles for life and will strangulate himself. With his forelegs, the galgo in panic tries to get any hold. That is what hunters call playing the piano. That's not the only way hunters get rid of their useless dogs. Others are slayed, left behind with broken legs, spilled with gasoline and burned, get acid injected. There is no cruelty they leave out. Why can't this practice simply be stopped? Is there no Animal Protection Act? The European Union should stop this. No, it's not that simple. Tradition is the key word. It covers the hunting with dogs in Spain and saves it from regulating hands from outside. And the other problem comes from inside. Most Spanish people don't know nothing about what's going on with the dogs in their home country. They just don't know about it. What can be done? One thing is to rescue the dogs that were lucky enough to survive. Animal welfare organizations take care of them and bring them to adoption. But this is not the solution to end the abuse of the hunting dogs. Education and raising awareness can be a part of a solution. Making these things become obvious to the Spanish population. Teaching children to respect animals and guide them out of the normality of abusing hunting dogs covered by tradition. It's not the shortest nor the fastest way, but the most lasting. And it's nothing Spanish animal welfare organizations can lift alone. They need any help from inside and outside. To spread the word is one important thing. At that, I hope this podcast will help a little bit. This is my second podcast dedicated to the Galgo. My first podcast is called Jaspers Abenteuer, The Adventures of Jasper. It is in German, and there I talk about Jasper's journey into our life and what has changed since we adopted him. It's about how we became familiar with Galgos and the experiences we gain. I started Jasper's Abenteuer in February 2020. 1 year and 12 episodes later, I felt it's time for a second, more international appearance. So I created the podcast Galgo FM. Here I will talk to international animal welfareists and people that stand up for the Galgos in several ways. That's it for now. Feel free to leave a comment at the episode's post on Instagram. Search for galgo.fm. On Instagram you will also find Jaspers Abenteuer. That's the spot where my girlfriend Anja shows the stirring life of our Galgo Jasper. And you can send me an email if you have any questions about the podcast, Galgos or my interview partners. The address is podcast@kriton.de. You will find it in the show notes. Thanks for listening and hear you next time.